I'm going to give a brief talk about some of the work we've been doing in an area just a little bit south of Texas, and comparing Bolgard and conventional cultivars, and this particular ones we're looking at row configuration. I always like to put the acknowledgements up first in case I run out of time, and I'd just like to thank all the technical assistance we get, and thank the Australian Government Cotton Research and Development Corporation and the Cotton Catchment Communities Cooperative Research Centre for their financial support of these projects. Just talking a little bit about where we're going to be talking about in this talk. So this is Australia, obviously. There's Sydney there. The area where we're based is in Namoi Valley, and these are all the different cotton growing regions in Australia, and they're based around the irrigation schemes. And in more recent times, we've been moving further south, which is colder. Our birds fly north in winter, into that area. And this is the sort of area where my research is concentrating. Today, I'm going to talk about ultra-narrow rows. We define ultra-narrow rows as rows less than 40 centimetres apart. And our interest in this is the idea that the increased density in the ultra-narrow rows can help reduce the time to crop maturity. There's also a little bit of interest from the cheaper harvesting method, but our growers are now harvesting with the 15-inch spindle picker. And earliness obviously brings benefit to those growers in the cooler or the shorter season regions and growing costs. And there can be some yield benefits in low yielding circumstances. And this plant diagram here is just, you know, shows the simple idea of earliness is you, if you have one fruit over 12 days on a smaller plant, or you have seven fruit over 21 days, that's a fairly simple way of seeing you could achieve earliness with that system. And so the reason we've sort of spent 7 years on this work in this current cycle. Greg Constable worked on it in the 70s as well. And we're sort of looking at it in the US where it came from in sort of the 50s and 60s. It was dry land systems with poor soils that had limited growth over the season and low yield potential, with the idea that you put more plants in, you just fill up the gaps of those small plants that were going to grow anyway. And in Australia, we're quite different. I bet you none of you have seen a koala in the paddock. And where most of our industry is fully irrigated, where we're applying an average of 7 megalitres, or what was that, 7,000 mils, 700 mils per hectare. We've got very good soils. We tend to grow on heavy clays, which are fairly fertile, and we have high fertiliser input as well. And we're very high yielding systems. So when our growers are asking us to give them an early maturing high yielding system, that's setting the bar quite high. And you should just see here, it's showing off a little bit. That's our average yield for last year. And that's the sort of target that our growers are asking us to do, but they want to mature earlier and not have the trade-off between yield and maturity. The recent research results is that we're not finding that earliness in our high input systems. We tend to get increase in yield, but that can be variable from year to year. But we're getting the physiological responses with smaller plants, smaller bowls, and fewer bowls per plant. And one of the questions we had was using Bolgard 2 help us achieve earliness because of its higher fruit retention. In Australia, Bolgard 2 has been a huge boon for our industry. Heliothus is, and other lepidopterans are a major pest, making up 80% of our pesticides. And we have a very heavy pest pressure in Australia most years. And one of the reasons UNR is an attractive option is our licences for Bolgard 2 are based on an area basis, not a seed weight basis. So we can play away around with high plant populations without the grower shooting us. So this experiment, we did full row spacings. We wanted to look at the whole spectrum, where we had UNR 25 and 38 centimetre row spacings. We had a 200 centimetre row spacing and a 1 metre row spacing. And we used two cultivars. We used V3 BR, which is Bolgard 2 in Australia, with Roundup Ready stack, and V2 RR. And we used Roundup Ready for weed control, but we had a Bolgard and non-Bolgard. As I said, these are high input systems. There's 6 irrigations and about 430 millimetres of in-crop rain. So there's approximately 1,000 millimetres of total in-crop water. We applied 140 kilograms per hectare based on Australian crop recommendations, and there were 9 insecticide sprays. The whole experiment was treated as a conventional paddock. And so our total base 15, so we use base 12, but for this presentation, our total day degrees for the longest maturing crop was 1570. We did a lot of measurements, but I'm just presenting hand pick yields, maturity picks, and our fibre quality. We did find that the Bolgard 2 had higher earlier maturity than the non-Bolgard 2 cultivar. Likely because of the better early fruit retention offered by the insecticide protection. But there are no differences in row spacings, and there are no interactions between row spacings and cultivars, and so again, we did not see early maturity with the narrow row spacings. Differences in yields. This is a particular high-yielding year in Australia, even though they're hand-packed pick yields. The Bolgard 2 was early maturing and yielded less, and this is not surprising in the Nob Bolgard 2, and because of the high yield potential of that season, the non-Bolgard 2 cultivar, which was able to grow out and yield higher. Again, there were no differences in yield between row spacings or interactions. Just a quick look at yield components. The Bolgard 2 have fewer larger bowls compared to non-Bolgard 2. These are the nearest equivalents, but that's probably more likely just an inherent trait of the cultivar, rather than a change in distribution of bowl size. There's less sea cotton per bowl in the 38 and 25 centimetre row spacings, which is, we often see this smaller bowl size. And there are no interactions, again, between row spacings or cultivars. When we look at the fibre qualities, there were small differences in length and strength between the Bolgard and non-Bolgard 2 cultivars. But again, no differences in row spacings, which is similar to most of our work in Australia on row spacings, and no interactions. And so, just in conclusion, there's no cultivar or row spacing interactions, and this is fairly common across most of our work looking, comparing Bolgard 2 and conventional. It's just a higher retention crop, but doesn't tend to behave differently under our different agronomic managements. And it didn't offer any maturity benefit compared to the non-Bolgard 2 cultivar. And just recent research in other experiments, as we've actually found that the reason we're not getting these maturity differences is that node and site production slow very early in our systems due to early competition stress, and we're continuing to tease out what those effects are. Continue to assess ultra-narrow rows and narrow rows in strain production systems. And a bit like Dan, if you were here for his talk just before, he said that our recommendations to our growers are exactly the same as if you grow cotton very well in 1 metre or 40-inch spacings, then nothing that we've seen so far says to change it over. Thank you.
Any questions? Questions for
us? Yes, Owen.
I don't think we've seen much 78-inch row cotton cotton belt in the U.S. for a number of years. Could you tell us why you chose a 2 meter row spacing for your 6 meter squared
So the reason we did the really wide row spacing was more based on a physiological point of view, is just to show our growers how, you know, there is a drop off, and some of our growers are interested in partial irrigation, and whether going to the really wide row spacings will allow them to have that flexibility in growing a bigger plant and irrigating it less frequently.